want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thanks for joining us here on the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. Today's Modern Worship, we pray that your day is going wonderfully, marvelously, and gloriously. I hope you enjoy the day off from work if you get that off. And whatever you do, make sure that you do it safe. And I hope that you get refreshed, as this is kind of like the unofficial launch of summer because of the holiday schedule. And so I pray that you have a great summer. And let's pray that it's not too warm out there, shall we? I want to say thank you today to the folks of Jets Concrete, 321-536-5804. 321-536-5804. Does anybody remember the days when we didn't have to dial the area code when we were dialing a local number? Jets Concrete, they are experts in all things concrete. If you've got a project that is coming up, they can help you to figure out the quantity, the type, the strength, the source. They do all of that sort of stuff for you. They have decades and decades of expertise and experience, and they have a great work ethic as well. And so I, you know, hope that you will consider availing yourself of their strengths and giftings and get your project started on a solid foundation. So if you've got a concrete project, do what some of the contractors I've dealt with have done, and that is called Jets Concrete, 321-536-5804. You don't have to, but if you have that coming up, you know, a contractor told me your concrete guy is my concrete guy, and they have done great, great work for us and been a blessing to Brevard County for a long, long time. Expertise, experience, and work ethic get you off to a great, great start on your project. So thank you, Jets Concrete, for being a friend of the Refresh radio program. Today we are going to go to Proverbs chapter 12. Proverbs chapter 12, verse number 1. And it says, whoever loves instruction loves knowledge, but he who hates correction is stupid. So let me read that to you again. Whoever loves instruction loves knowledge, but he who hates correction is stupid. So we're not going to go through this entire proverb here. We're just going to stick with this one particular verse. But it describes here that this verse is written to whoever. In other words, it is wisdom that can be availed by people that are family members of Solomon's. They could be people who work in Solomon's courts, could be people who in 2024 are reading through their Bible and seeing this and never have met or interacted with Solomon before, since he's been dead a long, long time. But you and I have the same opportunity that that Solomon was addressing here in Proverbs chapter 12, verse number 1. It has to do with our attitude toward instruction. Do we love it or do we hate it? And so there's a program on television. Are you going to love it or are you going to list it? And those sorts of programs, you know, cause me to scratch my head and wonder how people, you know, put themselves in those positions, because that's not something that I would necessarily do. But you know, it's obviously done well for a lot of people. So how are you going to be disposed or inclined when it comes to instruction here? And so the word for instruction in this particular passage means moral discipline, not just physical discipline, not just eating discipline, but moral discipline, so that you control yourself in a manner that is going to please God. So that is what is available to us, is that there are people who are positioned by God, equipped by God, to teach us and correct us, to train us, to warn us about all of the ramifications that we may be facing in life. And so I hope that you have not positioned yourself as a person who's hostile to instruction, whether it's intellectual or relational or spiritual or moral. I tell people many times that I've got one of those jobs where everybody is an expert on how to be a pastor, even if they're not a Christian. And they may not have a relationship with God. They may have never given their heart to God, but everybody's got an opinion. And I think back through the years of some of the advice, and I'll put it that way, that people have given others that I know, and it's like, that's just not biblical advice at all. And so when it comes to my kids, I'm thankful that they have, in their adult years, not always in their younger years, but have paid attention to the spiritual truths that we shared with them from the time they came into this world. And, you know, it does say that when they're old, they won't depart. And so you and I, we've got to realize that there is instruction, there's moral discipline. One of the ways that word is translated is chastisement. We'll look at that here in just a moment. It talks about training or exhortation or warning. So you and I, we have to make up our mind how we are going to approach instruction. There are some people that, you know, just reject everything right out of the gate. They don't like to be taught anything different. And I'm exactly the opposite. If there's a better way, a quicker way, a more efficient way to do something, a more professional way, then I want somebody to know how to first of all, do it if they know how. Second, I'd kind of like to know how, if it's something that I'm going to possibly use in the future. So there are certain videos that I don't watch anymore because I don't plan on doing them anymore. There are certain things that it's like, okay, well, you know, I know I had to do that earlier in my life, but you know, if working on cars in 2024 was something I had to do, I wouldn't know the first thing about most of the repairs that I've had to do in times past. Had a car that I think there was a radiator problem, looked under the hood at the radiator, and it's like, what in the world did they do to radiators? You know, it used to be something very simple, and now it's not. So, and I don't need to learn that. You know what I need to learn? I need to learn to follow after God. I need to learn to be able to teach other people the Word of God in as good a way and an anointed a way as I possibly can. But if I were the best teacher, I'm not, but if I were with the best information, which is the Word of God, which is available to us, the person who is being taught would either have to love it, receive it, or they would reject it. And so I hope that you will adopt the mindset that you love learning things that are going to make your life better. So not everyone will. So let me take you to Isaiah chapter 53, because one of these verses here, or one of the definitions, was chastisement. And it took me, the lexicon said that this is the exact same word that is used in Isaiah chapter 53. And so Let me begin reading verse number 1. Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. Here's verse number 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. So in the Amplified version, it says this: the chastisement that led into our peace was upon him. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't read my writing there. The chastisement leading to our peace was upon him. So there was a knowledge, there was an instruction, and because Jesus carried that, because he followed the instructions and the leading, the direction that God, the Father had for him, the result of that is our peace. And, you know, the word there is shalom, and I think that a lot of times people look at the translation of that, and we can look at it from the emotional context, and it is true that we can lay claim to peace in our mind, peace in our life, because of what Jesus went through, and he is the Lord our peace. We can thank God for that. But it is so much more than just emotional. It is soundness of body, of mind, of spirit, of intellect, of emotions. It is soundness in relationships. It's soundness in finances. And in a world that is filled with anxiety, we can look at this in Proverbs chapter 12, verse number 1, and say, I love the instruction, the chastisement that has brought benefit to me in my life, to Merit Assembly of God in the church. And so I think there's a lot of people experiencing anxiety and dread, fear, that if they would just open themselves up to this instruction and love it and say, God, would you help me to understand that reality? Because the word knowledge there goes, there's four primary meanings there. It means knowledge, it means ability, it means discernment, and it means understanding. And so there's knowledge, and, you know, that's intellectual. There's ability, that could be gifting. There's discernment, so you know what's of God and know what is not of God. And then there's understanding. Sometimes we fail to appreciate just how great our God is. And so I tell everyone that I can that my goal as an individual is to know the heart of God to such an extent that even when I'm in a situation that is beyond my understanding, I know that since he's my Savior and my Lord, that I can trust him even in those situations. So I pray that you will love instruction that loves knowledge. Whoever loves instruction loves knowledge. There's just tremendous, tremendous benefit when we let God instruct us in the knowledge of Him who created us. But what about the latter part? What about the end half of verse number one? It says, but. That means that not everyone is going to embrace the first part of the verse. I have reached the stage in my life where I'm not trying to prove anything to anybody. I want to hear from God. I want to follow God, and I don't want to mess it up. And so it's very important that we listen to what God has to say, because there are going to be people who they are not going to love instruction, but this provides the opposite, and that is, but whoever hates correction. And so correction and instruction would be one of those things that you would see working together. So sometimes it's not a major correction. Sometimes it's just a minor correction. And God does discipline those that He loves. It's not because He hates them. It's because He loves them. So we've talked about this word hate before in this series on instruction. And it describes that is a word that the person has treated this topic, this commodity of that God has made available to us in instruction or correction. And here it says that they hate it, which means they have treated it like an enemy, and they have decreased its status or its value. In America right now, there are a lot of people who are discounting knowledge, they are discounting facts, and they are diminishing the status of those things, and they're diminishing the Word of God. They elevate things that are against God, and they diminish the things that are from God. Instead of being teachable or being correctable, they become unteachable. They become obstinate. They think that they know better. And whenever that is the case, it changes how people can respond to you. So if you are having communication issues with a person, first of all, you need to be able to make sure you're speaking the same language, that you have defined the terms the same way, because there is a lot of vocabulary confusion that has arisen here in the past 2 decades or so, where you can be saying one thing and meaning something, and the other person is not understanding what you're trying to say. And so that happened to my wife and I here a few weeks ago. And what had happened was we have a spot in our house that things that need to go to the garbage or need to go to the recycling bin, that's where they're put. I take care of it. And so I'm walking through the house one day. My wife has just got home from work. I've arrived home shortly there before her. And she was on the phone with someone in the car, don't know who. But I was taking things out of the way and taking it to the recycling bin. And the item that was sitting there was something that I knew that she used. And so I stopped at the front of the vehicle. She's still, and I was trying to make the motion to her because her window wasn't down. Did you want this to go to the garbage can? And she shook her head yes. And so it's like, okay, there must be something wrong with this, because that's why she wants it gone. So I threw it away. And then it was on a Monday night, and she asked a question. She said, I'm afraid to ask this question. Did you throw that away? And I said, yeah, I asked you, and you shook your head yes. And she's like, I knew that. And so there was a miscommunication there that neither one of us intended to have, but we did it. And so next time I find myself in that situation, I will take out the stuff I know goes to the recycling bin, and I'll leave that item there and let her deal with it. So you have to clean up those communication issues so that you know that each of you are speaking the same thing. Her head nodding up and down meant she wanted to keep it to her. It meant throw it away to me. So you have to make sure you are speaking the same thing. You have to understand whether the person is coming into the conversation with an understanding of God's word, or if they're coming from into that conversation never having heard of God. So what does it say about a person this is God's word. This is not Bob. This is God's word. A correction there means to reprimand or to correct. And it says, but he who hates correction is stupid. And so that word means they're stupid. It means that one of the words in the lexicon was brutish. It means that there's not much development that has taken place there. And let me just say this. If we were teaching our children, we would want to teach them the way to be successful. We would set them up with the information, the opportunity to learn. That's an intellectual capacity. But I want to go back to that word instruction there that we talked about at the beginning, because there it also means moral discipline. There are a lot of parents who don't have any insight as to moral discipline themselves. And as such, we are creating a generation of young people that are coming up that don't have a solid moral foundation. We talked earlier about JITS Concrete and a good solid foundation for your project. I think that we need a moral foundation. And a moral foundation is not the same as a popular foundation, where the foundation is established by the will of the majority. That's not what it is. A moral foundation is found in the Word of God. And, you know, you can choose to do life differently than God's Word. You have that right. God created you with a free will. And so you can choose to do so, or you can choose to not follow God's Word. But please understand, that is not a course of wisdom. It is something that is going to be very, very challenging. And so at some point in time, you have to allow people to make the mistakes. But God really hates it. God really hates it when that happens. Can I close today with a story? Here several weeks ago, we were invited to go to an event. It was a musical event. And at this particular concert that was taking place, this performance, they were featuring two musical pieces that had been written by this one particular composer, and he happened to be there. And one of the pieces he directed, or he was the conductor for, and the second piece, which came later in the event, he was in the audience, and he was sitting one row in front of me and down the aisle. So I, from where I was sitting, I had a very good view of him. And so I was there because there was a person playing in the concert that I had crossed paths with. And so I was there to enjoy the concert, but also lend support and things like that. But during the second piece that he had composed, I was watching him because he knew what was coming. He was the one who had authored it. It was part of his being. So you could see the way he was. It was almost like he was conducting from his seat because he knew where the piece was supposed to go. And I got this image of what it must be like for God, who's sitting on the throne. Not that I'm comparing that guy to God, because he would fail miserably in that comparison, as all of us would. But just the picture that God is the one who created this world, created you and I for this time, for such a time as this, for his purpose. And he's sitting up there and wondering, have you practiced? Have you become skilled in the gift that God wants you to develop in your life? Because there were some amazing, amazing musical performances that day. So that when he is sitting on the throne and he's watching, is he sitting there as a passive observer, or is he looking at our lives like a conductor and saying, this is when you call out to me, call out to me. This is when you study. This is when you teach. And I just get this picture of God having set us up for success so that we bring him the glory and the honor that he deserves. I pray today that you will be a person who loves instruction so that you gain knowledge, instead of a person who hates correction, because I don't want anybody to ever say that you're stupid. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."